This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, June 30th, 2006. And we have, I think this is the first time we've had two guests on the show at the same time. Has that ever happened before?
I don't think so.
The boyfriend is here. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
Okay, you need to get close to the microphone.
You forgot to say you're the only ordinary queer cast on the radio.
I don't do that anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't do that anymore.
Well, you should.
Why?
Because you're ordinary.
Okay. Well, let me introduce our other guest.
Okay.
It's my artist friend, Bob, from the Northern Neck of Virginia.
That's right.
Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Bob, are you ordinary?
No, I'm extraordinary.
Well, I'm just ordinary. But Archer is extra extraordinary.
Extra extraordinary?
Yes.
How's that possible?
Because you're Archer.
Oh, okay. We had a lovely dinner tonight, didn't we?
I think we had a nice dinner.
You know what?
It was delightful.
Why don't you tell us about it, and then Bob can tell us how much he enjoyed it.
Okay, well, we had, where to begin? We had mashed potatoes that I prepared with onion, well, not onions.
I was going to say, please, you did not put onions in this.
No, I better not say.
There were no onions in there.
Don't let him know what was in it.
That's right. There were no onions in the mashed potatoes.
There really weren't.
Okay, there really weren't
garlic.
Any onions. But there was garlic was in there, olive oil, rosemary,
ricotta
and then
cheese.
I mixed in some ricotta cheese, some Parmesan cheese. That's right, Archer. There were no sautéed shallots in the mashed potatoes.
I didn't think so.
Did
you put some butter in there?
I put some butter in there, too, and some half and half. And so I whipped those together. And then we had...
Under great duress because you didn't have the proper utensils.
I did not have the proper utensils, but I may do.
That's because my kitchen lacks the proper utensils.
But we're going to take care of that, aren't we, honey?
Well, that's what you've told me.
We're going to have a kitchen shopping experience very soon.
And get a potato masher.
Potato masher and a vegetable peeler. And
you need one of those immersion blenders.
A blender.
Oh, yeah. That's real nice for doing soups and things.
You were talking about that.
Yeah.
And of course, we would want to have something to pulse vegetables when we want to have them, like the shallots that were not in the mashed potatoes. And then.
There were no shallots in the mashed potatoes.
Of course not. And then we had, on top of the mashed potatoes, I placed. Some pork chops that I cooked in the skillet, and then I cooked some leeks
mushrooms.
And mushrooms and garlic and more shallots, and I deglazed all of that with a nice Pinot Noir
from Biltmore Estate,
and then I poured in some beef stock and let that kind of simmer for a bit. I put the pork chops back in there, and then I took a pork chop, put it on top of the mashed potatoes, and I put that nice sauce gravy with my mushrooms and leeks and garlic and shallots that were not in the mashed potatoes. I poured all of that over the pork chops and the mashed potatoes that did not have shallots.
Can I interrupt you for just
yes.
a minute? Bob, would you do me a favor?
What?
Would you close the door because the washing machine is on and it's going to be on the recording?
Oh. And,
sorry.
So we had that.
Spaceship taking them.
And then I sautéed, I kind of pan sautéed some asparagus with, I had some little.
Now, there was something else in there besides asparagus.
I had a small piece of some shallots that I had some left over from my other two.
Yeah, dishes.
Oh, I'm sorry, only one dish. And then I kind of pan cooked that in some olive oil, and we had that as a side dish with some fresh strawberries and a very nice Pinot Noir.
So to break it down, we had pork chops, mashed potatoes, and asparagus.
Absolutely.
And fresh strawberries.
And fresh strawberries. And Bob, what did you think of the dinner?
It was delicious.
You're so expressive.
Oh, sorry. I don't have to be. I'm extraordinary.
Now, that's true. What happened after dinner?
We served the prune souffle.
No, we did not.
Oh, and God. Before Bob and I could even get a fork in it, Archer ate it all.
No.
Thanks, Mark, for that recipe.
Actually, we have a couple people to thank for those recipes. John Ong, Miss Penang, sent us a recipe for prune tarts.
That's a little more work, and Archer really needs to expand because that, I think there are more than prunes in there, right?
Yes, if I'm looking at the recipe here, there's prunes, brandy, flour, almonds, walnuts, and pastry.
Well, you don't eat walnuts yet.
I don't eat walnuts.
But you'll be eating them next week because...
You don't eat walnuts?
No.
No, but he will soon because...
I'm allergic to walnuts.
No, you're not. But you'll be eating them soon because just with this dramatic leap here with eating the prune souffle, I think you'll be eating the prune tart next week.
No. And Chef Mark of the Remarkable Palate Podcast sent us a prune souffle recipe.
It was delicious, Mark. But you know what? We would know because Archer ate it all.
You know that's not true. And the final recipe we got from Paul in Philadelphia, I can't remember though, was that? I think that was a prune souffle as well. I think. Anyway.
Well.
So thank you all for those prune recipes.
Yes, thank you. And keep them coming because Archer's eating prunes as fast as I can cook them.
And shitting for days.
Well, now, it would have that effect.
It does.
Yes.
Now, let's get back to Bob, because actually, I want to ask Bob a question.
Uh-oh.
Bob, why are you here?
What do you mean, why am I here?
Why are you visiting Archer?
Because we had a photo shoot today.
Oh, we had a photo shoot today.
And I did want to drive up in rush hour traffic.
Which is a good thing, because the traffic around here has been crazy lately.
And then tomorrow, you have to take me into town to deliver work to an art show.
Did you tell the boyfriend, though, how much easier the directions are going to be?
No.
This guy can't meet him at the gallery, so we're going to meet him near your house.
Oh.
Yes, we could probably even follow you if we're ready to leave at that time. Anyway, that's beside the point. So tell us about the photo shoot, Bob. And speak to the microphone.
Well, it was two models that contacted me after seeing my work online and offered to model for me, and I asked them would they mind also modeling for Archer, and they said, well, I guess if we have to model for him to get to work with you, we'll do it. So they did.
And they were very nice, too, weren't they?
Great models.
Great models. We could tell them to turn and sit and stand and jump, and they did everything. They were really good.
Well, Archer's kind of mean to the models. But
oh, now see, that's...
I did my best to try and compensate.
That is absolutely the opposite, because as
no,
you
no it's not
yes it is, because anytime the model was like getting ready to move, you're like, okay, hold it, don't move. Let me take one more picture. So, and actually we're going to get Bob a fly swatter so that the next time models move too much, he's just going to hit him.
I think Archer's the one that needs the fly swatter.
Why?
Archer needs spanky poos.
Oh, the listeners have heard about the spanky poos before.
Well, but you haven't gotten them in quite a while. And both Bob and I sense an uppityness, an uppity attitude.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That needs to be countered with spanky poos.
And there's all that pouting that he did after dinner tonight.
Oh, tons of pouting.
Why was I pouting after dinner?
Because you didn't get enough prune souffle.
No, that's not why I was pouting.
Well, tell us why you were pouting.
Well, I think it's because my fucking disposal is clogged up and I had to do all the dishes by hand.
But wait a minute. What? I offered to help.
Mm-hmm. You did.
As did I.
Yes.
And why did you not allow us to help?
Because I am so anal, I want it done my way. Just so, as Bob likes to do it that way, too. Right, Bob?
The anal way?
Well, I don't care how my
I like to do it my way.
There you go. So I think you and Bob could have battled it out over the dish liquid in the kitchen. I do not care how the dishes are done. And in fact, the sink could be overflowing to the floor and I could care less. So I think we could have a very interesting battle of the scullery maids next time.
Oh, scullery maids.
And I will videotape the whole thing.
Okay, the scullery maid thing, I should tell the listeners, this goes back to last week when we were staying at Bob's house, or just earlier this week. We were staying at Bob's house. Bob rented the movie, the
Gosford Park.
Mm-hmm. Gosford Park. And in that movie, the scullery maid gets...
Oh, she's banged every five minutes.
She gets banged.
And she loves every minute of it. She just kind of pulls her skirts down, smokes a cigarette, and goes back to scrubbing the pots.
Everything but a cucumber.
And I can't be certain about that one.
That's true. So they've been calling me the scullery maid, like what they're going to do to me after dinner, after I do the dishes.
Scullery slut.
I'm not a slut anymore. So now, Bobby, you're going to be going home tomorrow, right?
That is correct.
Will you be missing us?
Oh, absolutely.
Now tell us why.
Uh-huh.
Why will you be missing us?
Okay. No, you're a lot of fun.
Yes, so are you. Are you feeling better? Because you weren't feeling
I do feel a little better now.
Good, good.
The dinner seemed to perk me up.
The boyfriend's cooking helped mm-hmm. you out there. Yeah, that's good. So, boyfriend, what's new with you? I haven't seen you for a couple days.
Well, other than cooking prune souffle.
Now, is your condo filled with prune souffles for me to have when I come over there on Saturday?
You've eaten the prune souffle. I cooked three. I cooked souffles for each of us to enjoy, and you had all three. And that is after you ate all the strawberries, and you had the nerve to dip into the asparagus that I had cooked for Bob and for me. So you have been on a rampage with fruits and vegetables lately.
Why I'm going to be sitting on the toilet.
Well, don't you want the health benefits from prunes,
but
asparagus,
course.
Fibrous foods?
But of course I do, yes, of course.
So
he eats corn chips. There's fiber in that.
Yeah. I got the same corn chips Bob had at his house.
Oh. Well, anyway, what have I been doing lately? Well, I haven't been doing much. I've been jogging the past couple of days. I'm trying to get back to my tennis. But, of course, I bear the stigmata.
So you didn't play tennis on Tuesday, then?
No, I couldn't because I have this ridiculous blister. So I did that. I've been jogging. So instead of tennis, I've been jogging 3 miles every day. And then having nice, delicious salads for dinner.
Oh.
With lemon herbal tea.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember you drinking tea.
Well, it's the summertime. Everyone drinks tea during the summer, don't you?
No.
Well, you know what you're going to have at my house this weekend?
Coke.
Iced lemon zinger tea.
I'm drinking Coke.
Where are you going to get Coke?
I know that it's still in your refrigerator from the last time you got it.
I have poured all that Coca-Cola. I am the Carry Nation of Coca-Cola. I have done all that Coca-Cola down the drain. You're not going to have any more of that.
You replaced it with Pepsi, didn't you?
Ew.
I replaced it with lemon zinger tea.
What's the Carry Nation?
Carry Nation. She was the
prohibitionist.
She would carry a hatchet and
bust open
the bars and the barrels, the beer barrels, and yeah.
She was a religious right Republican, wasn't she?
Well, I don't know if you'd call her that in the 19th century, but she was...
Of her day.
There, thank you, Bob.
So, I have been the Carry Nation of Coca-Cola, and I've replaced it with herbal teas that you will enjoy over ice with sprigs of mint.
So, I should bring my own Coke, is that what you're saying?
No, it is not allowed.
I'm not coming to your house, then.
Well, all we have is lemon zinger tea and salad.
Well, at least I'll lose some weight.
That's the whole point. We're going to drink herbal tea.
So you think I need to lose weight?
No.
Uh-huh.
You, no.
Oh. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did, Toby.
But we have been talking, both of us have been talking about this summer, taking advantage of our time off to be more physically active, like walking, for example. And so, what are the benefits of that if you're going to drink Coke and have a tasty cake?
I do not eat
little
tasty
Debbie's.
Cakes. Oh, that's funny. We were at Trader Joe's last night, walking through Trader Joe's. And first of all, Mr. Sweets over here is turning over the packages of everything and saying, ooh, 10 sugars, I can have that. 11 sugars, I can have that. And did you see all the sweets he bought out there?
I saw the almond pastries out
he
there.
He wanted to eat that last night.
But I didn't.
And you did too.
But will we have one tonight?
We did have those pistachio white chocolate cookies.
Oh my God, they were so good. But we've only ate serving.
Yeah, we only ate three each.
Now, how come you would eat those, but you wouldn't eat duck pate that has pistachio nuts in it?
Ew.
Because it's the duck pate. Ugh.
I love duck pate.
They're not sweet.
You don't like duck pate?
I don't like pate.
I love pate.
I'm not
pate.
A liver person.
Oh, I love it.
I'm not into organ meat.
Ew, me either. Just good old muscle.
Well, pepperoni, but that doesn't count.
And that pepperoni last night was spicy, wasn't it?
It was good.
We ate at Lito's Pizza, and the pepperoni was spicy.
It sounds like the two of you have been on a junk food eating frenzy.
It seems like last night at dinner when we sat down, Bob was looking at the menu, and he says, "Oh, they have cheese fries."
Oh, and I wonder who encouraged that
conversation. And I said, "Bob, we cannot have those."
Oh, yeah, right.
But if you must, we will order them.
Actually, I was the one that said if we're getting pizza, we shouldn't have cheese fries. And when the waitress came back, "We'd like an order of the
cheese fries
for an appetizer, please."
You know, Bob said, "I'll just take an extra fiber pill when I get home."
Mm-hmm. I did.
And you did.
Yeah.
So he can use that so that cheese won't clog him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, why is your hair so big this evening?
Because I've been sweating like a pig and pushing it up.
You look like one of the Supremes.
Really? Which one?
Florence.
Now, Bob, do you remember the Supremes?
Yes.
You probably saw them in concert.
No. My wife saw them in concert. I didn't.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. But I remember the Supremes when they first came out.
What kind of music?
Back when I was in high school.
Does he look like Florence?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my black face on.
We don't have your sequin nightgown on either, but I know that you'll put that on for us later on.
I will with my boots. No, I was going to ask Bob, what kind of music did you listen to when you were a kid?
Motown.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Name some bands you liked. The Supremes, obviously.
Well, the Supremes.
The Shangri-Las.
Oh, they weren't with Motown.
Well, I don't know.
I can't remember.
The Four Tops.
The Commodores, the Four Tops.
Temptations.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Oh, there we go.
All those folks.
And what music? Kind of music do you listen to now?
The same stuff, some of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of stuff from the 70s. Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, the original Blinded by the Light, mm-hmm. not the Bruce Springsteen version.
Right.
But Manfred Mann, they started in the 60s, didn't they?
I don't know.
It started in the 60s.
This was after Woodstock.
See, it's all a blur to Bob because of all the drugs he did in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Archer is the champion of the Watusi.
That's what I've heard. How do you know that?
I've seen you do it all the time. You do the Watusi all the time.
I haven't done the Watusi for a while, sweetheart.
Well, I've seen you jump up on this desktop and wildly dance.
Should I do it again? I just jumped up on the desktop.
Oh, please, don't
put your clothes back on.
Oh, yes.
God's sake.
Wasn't that fun being a nudist when we were at your house?
Well, I guess.
I love it.
I'm a nudist at my house all the time.
What does your wife think of that?
She's a nudist, too.
Seriously? No. I was going to say, no, she's not.
She swims in the nude with me, but not with anybody else.
Ooh. I loved swimming in Bob's pool. It was so much fun. I'm going back down there without the boyfriend in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be in that pool again. Wait, will your wife be there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Would your wife like to see Archer naked?
No.
No. I don't think so.
She doesn't even like seeing me naked that much.
That was very good.
Bob's wife is very nice.
She's wonderful.
We all went out to Ingleside Winery.
We did.
A while ago, we shared a bottle of Cabernet. We had a nice time there.
Bob and I looked that up. It was in March, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was in March.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Well, you guys were at Ingleside this last week.
We were.
Oh, yeah, we had a phenomenal experience. Well, we haven't talked about the component tasting that we did. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did on that show earlier this week.
Oh, that's right. Well, we recorded those, but if I'm on them, I don't really listen to them. I know what we're going to say.
If you're on it, you don't listen to it. See, what did I tell you, boys and girls? He does not listen to my show.
I do listen to his show.
How many shows have you listened to this week?
None.
Bingo. And Bob, how many shows have you listened to?
None.
But wait.
Except the one that you put on the CD for me.
Okay. Cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
I did Monday and Tuesday's show.
Yeah.
All right.
So you missed Wednesday and Thursday.
So I haven't had time to listen to that one today. I've already heard.
But you
two
did
of this week's shows because I'm on them.
Yeah, but you didn't hear Wednesday and Thursday.
But I was on Wednesday. I did three shows with you this week.
Oh, you know why? You're right, because we did not do...
I was on your show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
No, we didn't do one on Monday because we were driving back from Bob's.
Right, okay, all right.
So it was Tuesday, Wednesday, and now Friday.
Okay.
So Thursday, you didn't listen to Thursday's show.
Yeah, why? Because I've been making prune souffle.
Oh, whatever. That's such an excuse.
I try to please you, and what happens?
You please me very well, sweetheart. You do. Now, Bobby, you were about to say something. What were you going to say?
No.
Well, I was going to say, the component tasting, again, was extraordinary, only because it really had less to do with actually tasting wine, but tasting components of wine. So if any of our listeners have a chance to do such a thing, where... You really are tasting salt, vinegar, sugar.
Right, and bitter.
Bitter.
Lettuce.
No, that's stuck
lots
in the...
Lots of lettuce.
That's stuck in the disposal.
And then smells.
Did I
really
tell that story about the disposal? Getting...
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Right.
Oh, but then we did smells. But so when we were done with that...
Yeah, we did talk about this,
honey. I know.
Because remember I said I smelled 13
That's
out of
right,
19.
You had all the candy smells.
Yeah. I told you that. We did
there.
Talk about that.
But
could you stop hitting the table with your hand, please? Stop! Seriously, honey. People are going to get so upset.
If you have a chance to do it, please do.
If someone offers you a chance to... But it's a really exclusive thing, it seems like.
And all of our listeners are exclusive people.
They really are. We have great listeners.
Top of the class.
Did I tell you why the disposal is clogged?
Lettuce.
Yes.
I don't think I told that story, did I?
You were eating lettuce.
I was not eating lettuce. From lunch, I had prepared lunch today, which was delicious sandwiches, right, Bob?
Well, actually, we all prepared our own.
Yeah, I made everybody
You did set the stuff out.
I made everybody do their own dishes or their own sandwiches. But there was lettuce left over. So, and I, as you know, I put everything down to disposal. I put the lettuce in the disposal, turned it on, and it clogged up the disposal. And now the water won't drain out. I have to actually turn the disposal on to make the water force its way out of the pipes. So now I have to have the engineer come in tomorrow and snake my pipes.
Is he cute?
He's definitely Desnudo quality, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's the right one, because this is like he's in his mid to late 30s and a nice Hispanic looking man.
Oh, Bob's here. Have him take his clothes off.
Cut. Yeah, we'll take his picture.
Okay. I don't know if we'll be here because I left an admit slip so he could just come in if I'm not here. So before we leave tomorrow, I have to clean out from underneath the sink.
Okay.
All right, boys and girls. There was one more topic. Oh, what are you doing for 4th of July, Bob?
Probably going over to my daughter's house.
Did they set off fireworks?
Yep.
Illegal fireworks?
I'm sure.
And boyfriend, what are you doing for 4th of July?
I will be spending my 4th of July with my loving boyfriend, Archer, eating prune tarts.
You're not going to let
with
that...
With extra walnuts.
Ew, no.
I thought you ate walnuts at my house.
No.
Oh, he did, but don't tell him.
Oh, okay.
No, there was something on muffins that you had.
Don't tell him.
But I don't think...
Of course not. They weren't walnuts.
I don't like walnuts. I'm allergic to them.
Oh, we know. And there were no shallots in the mashed potatoes.
No, there weren't.
Sure.
What muffins did you eat at my house?
Remember one time we came down for a shoot just for a day, and you had muffins out for us.
Bran
that day.
Muffins.
Except when we did brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those had walnuts in
don't
them.
Don't tell. Oh, Bob.
I think they did too. I think they were obvious walnuts on the top.
How many did you eat?
I had
six.
I had half of one.
They were Raisin Bran muffins. I think they had. I think they had oatmeal on the top. I think the walnuts were
Bob,
right.
you've seen what Archer does, the backtracking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything's delicious, and then he hears something.
And then he hears
it's in it,
and then, yeah. oh, I only had half.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew there was something in there.
I didn't like it.
Right.
But I did like the turkey bacon.
After you
But you know what he said?
Slices.
He goes, what, now what are you going to say now? And I said, well, I could tell that it was different from regular bacon. See? But I liked it. You know, like...
Well, you didn't have a choice after you ate half a pound.
Yeah.
I did not. How many pieces did I eat, Bob? Don't you say?
Six, I think.
No, I did not
eat six. Well, I served three, and there were at least three left. You ate whatever was left in the thing.
There were two left on the thing.
Are you sure it wasn't four?
Yes, I'm sure.
He had a slice off my plate.
Well, okay, so I had like six slices. Okay. But it's turkey bacon.
And you had several muffins with walnuts in it.
So if it's 50% fat and you ate twice a serving, twice as much as one serving.
Then it was a regular serving.
It was a regular bacon. Right.
So no problems, right? Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm just glad you tried something different. You liked it.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Mr. Bob, is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners?
Go to my eBay auction and buy some of that crap.
They don't call it crap. Oh, it's artwork.
Some of that great artwork.
Now, here's a question. Do you have a link to your eBay page from bobworthy.com?
No, but there's one from your website.
There is from Archer, my blog.
Right, that's from your blog you have one.
Go to archer.com and click on the right side, Bob's artwork.
Bob's artwork.
Why don't you have a link from bobworthy.com?
I just haven't done it yet. I need to do a major updating of that website.
Yeah, you do.
And I've got to spend a lot of money
to do it. Because it's been exactly the same since the day I met you.
I know.
Yeah.
No, the events has been updated.
Oh,
and I did add a new, the vintage nudes were due. That's a new section.
Oh, yeah. For those boys and girls who are curious, Bob does nude photography like I do. So check out his artwork. And boyfriend, do you have anything? Any final words?
No.
Do you realize that dead air is a bad thing on a podcast?
No.
Okay. See, he gives me that eye like, you're not getting any tonight. All right, boys and girls, we're going to end this show. So, Bob, thank you for being a guest on the show today.
You're most welcome.
Boyfriend, thank you for being a guest on the show today.
You're welcome.
So, boys and girls, until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Archer Radio.